Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Heimbach. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and have took nothing. But at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Jesus cleanses a leper. And while he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear friends in Christ, in our gospel reading from Luke chapter 5, we witness the Apostle Peter falling down before the Lord and confessing that he is indeed a sinful man. Why would Peter behave in such a way? Isn't this Jesus an ordinary teacher from Nazareth? He's no fisherman. Why would he tell us to cast our nets out again when we have been toiling all night? But Peter reluctantly obeys the Lord, and the nets are so full they are starting to break. Right away, Peter knows exactly who he is in the presence of, for only God himself could perform such a miraculous catch. Peter realizes that he is in the presence of the Lord of all creation, and all things were created through him. And because Peter realizes this, he realizes that he is not worthy to be in the presence of God because he is a sinful man, and God does not tolerate sin. As such, Peter immediately falls down and confesses his sinfulness. In response, Jesus does not condemn Peter, but tells him not to be afraid. "I forgive you, Peter, and I am going to make you and your companions fishers of men." It is the same for us as well. When we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and forgives us because Jesus paid the ultimate price to cleanse us from our sins. He gave his life as a ransom for your sins and mine by shedding his blood on the cross and dying for the sins of the whole world. But death could not hold him, and he has now risen from the dead and reigns for all eternity, so that all of us who believe in him will have everlasting life. So now what? Like Peter and the other disciples, we are also called to use our gifts and abilities to share the good news of Jesus to the world and to make disciples of all nations. Will he do it perfectly or without sin? No. But God, the Holy Spirit, will work through us, as he did through the disciples, giving us the words to say and the confidence to do so. And like Peter and the apostles and saints who have gone before us, we will have eternal life in Christ, all because of Jesus' love and forgiveness of us, his dear children. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when Peter fell before you in repentance as a sinful man, you absolved him of his sins by saying to him, "Fear not, for by your grace he was worthy to stand in your presence. Send us out like Peter to catch men alive, announcing to the world the forgiveness of sins that comes through you, our only Savior and Lord. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen."